Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. Minister of Education updated the Government House on the next phase of the Bermuda education system.
The next steps include opening two additional parish schools at the Harrington Sound and Elliott Primary School sites by adding Year 7 students in 2025, phasing out middle schools, establishing a third senior school at the Sands Secondary Middle School site, hosting signature learning programs in hospitality and tourism, as well as educational services. Recruiting school transformation teams for the Somerset and St. George's Parish Schools. And accelerating the development of a signature school for exceptionalities. Additionally, the previously announced closures of Prospect Primary School and Gilbert Institute at the end of the 2025 academic year are being mapped out, with discussions already underway to ensure a smooth transition for students, staff, and parents. Mr. Speaker, in September 2025, all primary schools will accept their usual P1 intake except for St. George's Prep and Somerset Primary, which will not enroll new P1 students. Rather than opting for immediate closures of these schools, we have chosen a phased approach to support a smoother, less disruptive transition to the parish primary school structure.
The minister also acknowledged that the path to a new education system has been complex and full of obstacles, stating that communication will be different moving forward.
In the coming weeks, the following are among various tweaks we are looking at as a result of the feedback we've been getting. We will be looking at how we communicate with parents and educators and explore new ways to ensure messages are effectively communicated. Reassess how the government's committee meetings are conducted. Continue to look at educator recruitment processes and how that can be improved. Perform an audit of all current S3 signature school students to identify any gaps in earned credits relating to signature programs. Mr. Speaker, as we progress through these reforms, the Ministry of Education is dedicated to maintaining open and transparent communication with all stakeholders. As stated, we will provide regular updates through revised means.
Furthermore, the opposition leader, Jaron Richardson, responds to the throne speech, calling for an election and claiming the OBA can fix Bermuda.
This year's throne speech overcomplicates, misdirects, and does not fix the actual cause of our problems. The Premier likes to say, promises made, promises kept. Take a quick look around at our families, our jobs, our pay, our buildings, our roads, our communities, and everywhere else. These things tell us that those promises were broken. It's time for an election. The One Bermuda Alliance can fix this.
The opposition leader addressed multiple points within the throne speech. One in particular was education.
It's mind-boggling to think we are going to expand the signature school experiment when the Bermuda Union of Teachers is warning us of an impending disaster. This experiment has effectively shifted millions of taxpayers' dollars from social services into consultants' pockets. And distressingly, the proponents of this experiment seem to have failed to realize our kids are not lab rats. Give the school leaders the authority and resources to run schools. Let the teachers teach. Government promises made, government promises broken. The OBA can fix it. It's time for an election.
Ministers will continue to speak this week on their ministries and their plans following the throne speech. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.